It's Thursday, 11th of December 2014. This is HPR episode 1659 entitled Odd Camp Interview with John Archer, and is part of the series Interviews. It is hosted by Corinominal and is about 9 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to Corinominal at corinominal.org or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is a short interview with John Archer, UK Fedora ambassador.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, this is Hacker Public Radio and my name is Philip Newborough. In today's episode of HPR, you can listen to an interview I conducted with John Archer. John is the UK Fedora Linux Ambassador, and in the interview we discuss his role as an ambassador, what's been happening in the land of Fedora, and his involvement with the new UK Fedora podcast. The interview was recorded at OddCamp 14, held in Oxford, in the UK, on the weekend of October the 4th, 2014. Okay, so I'm at OddCamp, and with me I have...
John Archer.
Hello, John.
Hello.
So, what are you doing here?
I'm here representing the Fedora project. I'm a Fedora ambassador, so I've come to spread the word.
Cool. I see you've got like a Fedora table in front of you. You've got lots of Fedora 19, 20 CDs and stickers and whatnot. Do you do a lot of events like this?
Yeah, haven't done so many this year because we had a new baby, but last event I was at was LinuxCon in Edinburgh last October, previously OddCamp, and various bar camps. I'm at Bar Camp Manchester in 2 weeks, so get around a bit.
That sounds good. Sounds like you're spreading the word about Fedora. What's Fedora 21's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So it's now been dubbed as Fedora Next. It's been split up into several groups. We've got a workstation version, we've got a server version, we've got a cloud version, and the reason behind that is because there's a lot of demand for that. So running it in the cloud, Fedora, Strut, Red Hat have got a big thing about the cloud at the minute, so that's where they're going with that. And people do still use Fedora's server, so there's a demand for that, but also there's a lot of concentration goes into the workstation. So,
is that like the desktop?
Yeah, yeah. So in the desktop, we've got GNOME 3.14 coming, which is the new shiny, all animated, all spanking new version of GNOME, which is really nice. There's little bits of Wayland in there. There's System D's fully integrated with everything now, including GNOME, and obviously new latest version of the kernel, which will be 3.16, I think, at time of release, maybe even later, not quite sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I've got a bit of a soft spot for Fedora because it's one of the first distros I used back when it was Fedora Core. I've moved on since then, but the how does Fedora stack up, do you reckon, to say Ubuntu and Mint? Because I hear people say that, I don't know, Ubuntu, for example, it comes sort of like it's really easy to use with codecs and, you know, multimedia stuff, it's all out of the box, kind of works. How does Fedora stack up against that nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, there's always been the power user aspect of Fedora. It's freedom first, so they don't include things like MP3 playback codecs or video codecs. But adding a third-party repository or using a tool like EasyLife makes it really, really simple to get up and running fairly quickly anyway. So digging around on Google, you'll find that quickly. But yeah, it's not as easy to out of the box as Ubuntu, but once you've got it working, it's just the same, really. It's all the same tools under the hood, and it's just as good, if not better.
I reckon it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go with better. Right, so that's brilliant. How does what's the state of play with like the Fedora community in the UK at the moment?
It's thriving, actually. The ambassadors and myself, we've just started a podcast. We're starting to talk about running Fedora-based events around the country. We're going to do an ambassadors meetup fairly soon in the Midlands, where we're all going to get together and talk about where we want to go with the UK community. We're part of EMEA, so we come under those for our ambassadorship, but we are kind of splitting off as a separate entity, bit of independence for the Fedora community in the UK, so onwards and upwards at this point in time.
Cool. So you mentioned a podcast, tell me about it.
Yeah, so we had episode one about 3 weeks ago, where we did a live Google Hangout, and it was just a few guys talking about Fedora, Linux, community, and that kind of thing. And we kind of just want to see where it goes. There was no set agenda. We'll probably do that in the future, but and maybe get people on to talk about various projects they're working on and things like that. But we're still sort of ironing out the bugs and what have you. But it's episode two should be out next week, I think it will be. So,
and how do people find that?
It's generally advertised through social networks. There's a Fedora UK podcast group on Facebook. Don't think there's a Twitter yet, but I'm planning on setting that up next week. You can find me or Paul Mellers or James Smith on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and we're all contributing to that, so I'm sure it'll be advertised somewhere near you soon.
Excellent. Well, it's been great talking to you. Keep up the great work, mate. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.